FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The class of 2024 is about to find out how they did in the National Senior Certificate Examinations. Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Hwa Hube is due to announce the matric results in Gauteng any minute now, while candidates will acquire their individual results tomorrow. These matriculants share their feelings with Newswatch.
For the past few weeks, I couldn't sleep. And the plan is I'm going to a nearby garage by my house. I'm going there to buy a newspaper because I have the opportunity to get my marks. I'm going.
I really wish our results were coming out much later in the year because I'm just not ready to grow up yet.
I feel very nervous because we don't know what to expect, but also very confident as I know that I've studied hard.
I feel low-key nervous, but at the same time, super chilled because it's like I can't change anything at this point.
Basic Education Director General Matam Zima Mweli says there's been an increase in full-time matric learners from 2023 to 2024.
The cause for this is that as results improve, the number of learners who go back to improve their performance in subjects where they did not perform well in reduces. And that's why the number of part-time candidates have reduced.
Food supermarkets have been given a year to display the price of fresh produce on a per 100-gram basis. A Competition Commission inquiry report into the fresh produce market has found that the unclear pricing on fruits and vegetables undermines fair competition. Deputy Commissioner Hardin Ratchisusu says this means consumers cannot compare prices.
This is mainly because prices are presented on per unit basis, and these units are varied across the different supermarkets. For instance, one retailer may sell tomatoes in 3 kg bags, while another opts for a 1 kg bag or 3.5 kg bag. An accurate price comparison by a consumer on a like-for-like basis is, as a result, more difficult. The inquiry therefore makes a finding that the lack of transparency in unit pricing per kilogram or per gram distorts competition.
And the SA Weather Service says the wet weather conditions should clear up by tomorrow. Heavy rains continue to lash most parts of the province today, with two weather warnings in place. Forecaster Ayanda Nsele explains.
We have a yellow level 2 alert for disruptive rain along the coast and adjacent interior between Ugu, Ethekwini and Ilembe. And then also for this afternoon, we have yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms. There will be for the Herigwala and parts of Umgungu Ndlovu district.
And abroad, jihadists have killed at least 40 farmers in Nigeria. Authorities say fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province rounded up scores of farmers and shot them dead. The farmers strayed off the safe limit set by troops for farming and fishing in the area. Durban, a high of 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.